In early March, millions of Ontarians were asked to stay home, some on temporary leave, some indefinitely, and some working from home. Public transit saw an enormous drop in ridership, up to 90% for some transit systems. 2020 was a year everyone would love to forget, so we look forward to what the rest of the year looks like for the transportation industry. What does success look like? And what is defined as normal? TTC Riders is a public transit advocacy group. Vincent Pujaca has been a member for almost a decade. He tells us how he feels things can be improved.
The next station is Bathurst, Bathurst Station. Arriving at Bathurst, Bathurst Station.
So my name is Vincent Pujaca. I was born and raised in Toronto, Scarborough in particular. We see transit riders being taken for granted by the powers that be in the city and the province, and we want to change that. What seems to be happening is the ambition of the city to quote unquote build back better isn't really there. So I'll just give an example of some of these things. I mentioned the bus lane they put in Scarborough and Eglinton East and part of Morningside. That's been implemented. Further plans are actually later on in the decade. So no bus lane is going to come online until later of 2022 on Jane. So in 2022, I guess the good thing is we're going to see a TTC that's not entirely deconstructed. But the bad thing is we're not going to see it that much better either. I suppose the Crosstown LRT will be operating by then, which is positive, assuming there's no other delay. Which, yeah, I see your face. There may be another delay, let's be honest. But say that's open, okay, that's good. But the system's going to look largely the same, and the surface is going to be largely the same. So if you're crowded at Lawrence and Morningside right now, you're likely to be crowded at Lawrence and Morningside in 2022.
Transportation Minister Caroline Mulroney discusses the future of transit in Ontario.
Well, my name is Caroline Mulroney. I'm Ontario's Minister of Transportation and Minister of Francophone Affairs. Obviously, the measures that we would have used in the past, like ridership and cost-benefit ratios, things like that, all of those are different, aren't relevant here. Ridership on Metrolinx is incredibly low because people are staying home, people are working from home, and that may continue. I mean, it certainly is going to continue for the next few months. And I don't know, in the course of the work that you're doing, I'm hearing a lot about businesses thinking about reevaluating the way they operate their workforce, and whether they're going to let people work from home some days or come in other days or just be remote most of the time. So that's going to have an impact on ridership. And I think that's going to have an impact at the end of this year, the sustainability of transit and making sure that we can provide the support. And the other issue is what we talked about already, which is confidence levels in public transit. And I know that people don't feel yet, they're not confident yet in returning to public transit, but I hope that by doing interviews like this and getting the word out that everyone from Metrolinx to the TTC to the smallest systems have implemented the right health and safety protocols so that transit riders are safe. I think that'll help increase confidence so that when the economy fully reopens, people will feel confident riding public transit again. And what I will say is that, you know, we have been committed to building more transit in Ontario. We've got a plan to build one new subway line in the Ontario line in Toronto and extend three existing lines. We've got plans for an LRT in Hamilton. We're building an LRT in Ottawa. As our population increases, we want people to have public transit to get them where they need to go. And so even in the middle of the pandemic, Metrolinx and MTO have continued to move forward on our capital projects because we believe that people will come back, and when they do, they need to have a system that will support them.
Next stop, Lawrence Avenue West.
I'm Stuart Green. I'm the TTC's Media Relations and Issues Management spokesperson, if you will. The number of positive comments that we get in relation to the total comments that we get is much higher than it was before. And that's a reflection of two things, I think. One is that there are just fewer people riding and that our service is running really well right now. You know, when there are, other than snow days, you know, there's not much traffic on the road. When you don't have, you know, people crowding on and off subway cars and buses and streetcars, things can move quicker. So service is running better. People are genuinely more pleased. Those who are riding right now, with the exception of those areas where there's crowding on buses, and you know, we understand those concerns too, but those are different kinds of concerns that we hear pre-pandemic. The normal service concerns we would hear pre-pandemic, we're not hearing now. But the other thing that, you know, that it reflects is an appreciation of the work that this organization is doing during a very difficult time. You know, we spoke earlier about, you know, people who rely on public transit, people who don't have choices. There are a lot of people in this city who do not have choices when it comes to how they get to and from their job or medical appointment. They need public transit. So we have really embraced that. And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, the highest levels of this organization absolutely understand and respect and appreciate the fact that, you know, people need us right now and we have to be there for them. So I think that's being reflected. And those are the comments that we get, is that people will, you know, call or tweet and say, you know, thank you for being there. Just a general, not a specific thing. You know, the positive comments we would get pre-pandemic would be, oh, my bus driver today helped me take my grocery bags off the bus, or my cart, or, you know, stopped for me when they saw me waving, and I was, you know, individual acts of kindness, right? Which are great, and we love those. Now we're getting strange general, just thank you TTC for being there, which is, it's awesome. It's unusual, but it's awesome. Like it's a strange place for us to be, because we're not used to just having, you know, people saying, thank you TTC for being there for me.
Absolutely. So my name is Natish Bisono. I am a spokesperson for Metrolinx. The safety measures that you see currently on our system, whether it's on our vehicles or at our stations, they're not going away, right? So even when things return back to some degree of normalcy, those are changes that are staying, right? So like I said, it's really changed the way we think and behave. And it's a behavioral shift that we're going to continue to see moving forward, right? So those seat dividers aren't going anywhere. Those hand sanitizers aren't going anywhere, right? These are things that we're going to keep because we know that, you know, it's part of our safety measures now, and the best thing to do is to continue on with them.
So my name is Christopher McGarro. I'm the founder of Mandem Cycling Club. You know, I bought my bicycle right going into like a pretty dark time, you know, so the pandemic was happening. There was a lot of racial tension, a lot of, you know, negative imagery on social media, et cetera, et cetera. I was pretty down. You know, I gained a lot of weight. I was depressed. And everything did a 180 the minute that I sat on the bicycle. As much as, you know, it might sound cliche, like, oh, the bicycle kind of saved my life, like, it actually did. And I saw it benefit people around me as well. So I feel like people just gave it an opportunity to see the benefits, and they realized how much of a positive impact it could have on their lives from a day-to-day standpoint. A lot more people would subscribe to the cycling lifestyle. And, you know, I personally know that there's a lot of people that have had the same experience that I've had, where, you know, they haven't ridden their bike since they were a child, they were living their adult life, and then because of last summer, they had no choice but to, you know, invest in that life, and then they had that awakening, you know? So there are some people who just bought a bike because it was whatever to do, and I do expect there to be a lot of used bikes for sale once the world opens up again. But there are a good portion of that crew that, you know, fell in love with the cycling, and definitely have made it a part of their lifestyle going forward. So time will tell, but that's my hypothesis.
So my name is Boyd Reed. I'm the co-founder and COO of Hopin Microtransit Technologies, or Hopin Tech for short. What we do is we work with companies that help get their employees to work. How we do this is with the logistics software that we use to mobilize transportation options such as rideshare and charter bus companies to fill the gaps that are left by public transit to make the commute to work a lot more efficient and safe. What has really come out of the light in this situation is the protective measures that we've been able to do is something that we'll keep up and we'll continue even post, you know, vaccination and post, you know, things starting to become back to normal. One of the biggest things for us is the mental health component that we've been able to implement into our riding experience, checking in with the riders, getting their feedback, figuring out what we can do to make everything a little bit at ease, because, you know, COVID will come and pass. But there will be other situations, whether it is the economy, whether it is something that's happening in your local area, these all things that can add to additional stress when it comes to an employee commuting into work. And for us, what we've been able to learn a lot from this experience, on top of all the stuff we've been able to do in terms of preventative measures for COVID, but also how we can enhance the overall experience for our ridership so that going forward, any further challenge that we may experience, this feedback loop that we've been able to design is something that we can continue to make sure that our riders have a heightened experience.
This series is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative in partnership with CJRU.